This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Ryan from Snohomish is. Ryan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Steve, that means it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Ryan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be, yep.
What shape is a basketball court?
Rectangle.
Correct. What is the fastest flying insect in the world?
Mosquito?
No.
Pass.
Wellington is the capital of what country?
England.
No.
Pass.
The Mighty Ducks film franchise was set in what U.S. state?
New Jersey?
No.
New York?
No.
Pass.
Saul Hudson is better known by what stage name?
Pass.
The World Wide Web was invented in what late 80s year?
87, 88, 89.
89, yes. Aldous Snow is a fictional rock star played by which actor?
Pass.
What is the rarest color on national flags?
Yellow.
No.
Black.
No.
Orange.
No. Which planet in our solar system is the windiest?
Jupiter.
No. Man. Ryan, you got 2 correct. You dropped a deuce this morning.
Oh, man.
I think these are tricky questions, though. They're hard.
Also, yeah. Real quick, Ryan, didn't you want to dedicate the game to somebody?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. He's probably shaking his head at me. But, yeah, no, I wanted to dedicate this game to my buddy Chris. He passed away in 2017, and we used to play this game all the time at lunchtime, and that's when I learned that he was a trivia savant and I wasn't. So yeah, just wanted to thank you for that opportunity.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, wow.
Shout out to your
what
buddy.
A story. Yeah.
Sorry to hear about his passing.
Yeah.
Steve? I'm still going to try hard to beat you in honor of your friend as well.
Chris would love that.
Yes, I'm doing that for Chris.
Exactly. Chris would not expect any less.
Okay, good. Okay.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right.
What shape is a basketball court?
A rectangle.
Correct. What is the fastest flying insect in the world?
That would be a mosquito.
No.
Bee.
No.
A yellow jacket.
No. Wellington is the capital of what country?
Beef.
No.
England?
No.
London?
No.
Oh, wait, that's not a country.
The Mighty Ducks film franchise was set in what U.S. state?
That would be California.
No.
Minnesota.
Yes. Saul Hudson is better known by what stage name?
Slash.
Correct. The World Wide Web was invented in what late 80s year?
88.
No.
89.
Correct. Aldous Snow is a fictional rock star played by which actor?
Get him to the Greek. That is Russell Brand.
It is. What is the rarest color on national flags?
Pink?
No.
Purple?
Yes. Which planet in our solar system is the windiest?
That would be Uranus.
It is not.
Oh. Saturn?
No.
Venus?
No. What is the fastest dog breed?
Greyhound.
That is correct. Steve,
wow.
With time to spare, you got 7 correct, which is a victory. 7-2. Sorry, Ryan.
Oh, nice job, Steve. Good
thank
game.
You, thank you, my friend. And shout out to your buddy Chris as well.
Chris.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
A couple that you got wrong there, Steve. The fastest flying insect is the dragonfly.
Dragonfly.
Sometimes when those things come at you, it's very scary.
Yes.
The capital of New Zealand is Wellington.
Oh, okay.
And the planet in our solar system that is the windiest is Neptune. Congratulations on your victory.
Thank you.
We have a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And every day, we get these wild messages on there. Some of them are rather interesting.
We got one this morning that it might be the greatest idea from a rockaholic, and they left a voice message. And I'm kind of fired up about trying to make something like this happen. Plus, another listener is having one of those old man get off my lawn moments.
Can't wait. We're going to slide into our VMs after Lenny Kravitz.
The Daily Mix Show.
69.
Yes, nice.
Here's how spoiled they are. I'm coming back from the gym. Now, this has happened many times, not the first. I just wanted to vent here. But there's a bus waiting in front of this guy's house, not this girl's house. Okay, for at least 2 minutes, there's 8 cars behind me, 7 behind the other going the other way. And the girl comes out, not rushing, you know, fixing her hair or anything, but she's texting.
Oh, my goodness.
How dare she?
The horror.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. You know what the old saying, these kids nowadays.
I'm falling more and more in love with this guy as he keeps going. I don't know what it is. I just love a good grumpy old man.
Yeah, you can unleash on us anytime you want.
My parents used to say it. Their parents used to say it. Now I'm saying it. These kids nowadays.
You're not wrong.
I don't understand the point of that voice message at all. He's just like,
I hate that this kid's on her phone taking too long to get on the bus.
I mean, you know, if you're going to be like walking anywhere, I think like walk swiftly, you know, pay attention to the task at hand.
Man, I don't know. The more we have become obsessed with our phones, the less people are paying attention.
That is so true.
I feel like at least 3 to 4 times a week, if not daily, I'm nearly walking into someone. And I'm bad. Like, I'll be on my phone from time to time. But if I'm walking around like Costco.
Sure.
Unless I'm stopped for a second because my wife's checking some stuff out, I'll check my phone real quick. But I'm not walking the aisles staring at my phone. I know some people have to do it for like Instacart and things along those lines. But some people are just like knee deep in whatever conversation that they're texting and they'll walk right into you.
Yeah, that's annoying.
And they look at you like you're the idiot. And then I start thinking, I'm like, well, am I the idiot? I did see them coming. I guess I could have moved out of the way.
There's a time and a place for multitasking. It's not Costco.
You know what I have to say to that?
These kids nowadays.
Shake my fist.
All right, are you ready for the one that came in this morning about an idea for our show?
I love ideas.
Okay.
All right, Daily Migs Show, I have an epic idea. The Daily Migs Festival.
In.
Right. Sold.
What happens at this festival?
You don't have to twist my arm. Are we talking about the kind of festivals that you and I used to go to?
Yeah!
Those are fun.
We always hear about Taryn's awesome festivals at her house, where people are camping and partying. Well, why not do that with the rockaholics at
your house?
At my house. Everybody come on over.
I don't have enough room in my backyard. Danny, I mean, we could maybe fit a couple people in his apartment. Maybe.
Do you have a rooftop deck?
No. Oh. What about the streets? Can we section off a part of the street and just put a bunch of tents up there?
All of West Seattle. That's just going to be the party.
Somewhere in Snohomish County, like River Meadows Park, where people can camp and party, and you could have a live stage with live and local bands. The new originals could play. Maybe Bruce or Brody could play.
I mean, that would be a good reason to get the boys back together.
A reunion show?
I guess when I was thinking festival, I was thinking more of the kind of variety.
Boots and cats.
You can do rock during the day and have a rave tent at night.
As long as we have a late night tent. I need a late night tent to dance in.
Late night daddy needs a late night tent.
Thank you.
The men's room could come. The possibilities are endless.
Endless.
They are endless, but also the risk is endless as well. I'd be down for something like that.
Me too.
I just don't know if I want to like sign off on my own. Like, can we get someone else to like kind of put on the festival, insure the festival? Because I feel like there's a lot that could go wrong, and I don't want any responsibility.
I think our legal department wouldn't want any responsibility either.
Plus, I don't want to have to like, Steve, there's a problem, and it's like, you know, 3 a.m. and I'm doing my late night daddy dancing in my sandals, flip flops, and board shorts. I don't need. I don't need to be bothered at that point into the night.
You're not going to be a bouncer. I promise you that.
Danny could DJ. We could have an emo tent.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get that guy that did Firefest.
Oh,
they're trying to do it again.
I know, yeah. We could just do the Daily Migs Fest in Snohomish County. Same thing. You know, Mexico, Snohomish. Yeah. I get it.
Awesome.
Let's Very go. Exotic location. Today.
All right, so run this by Ryan Castle. You know, the problem is he'll be like, he'll perk up because we'll be like, hey, we have a dumb idea. And he's like, I love dumb ideas.
Yep. And he likes music festivals.
He does.
He does. Today is opening day for our Seattle Mariners, and we're going to get hyped and chat with Mariners broadcaster Gary Hill Jr. Gary will join us at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Mariners home opener is tonight, Steve.
So Migs. Fired up.
I think we are so excited to have baseball back in the air around these parks.
100%.
Is this our year?
100%.
Well, there's definitely someone that we need to talk to about this being our year, and that is Gary Hill Jr., part of the Seattle Mariners broadcast team. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How are you?
Dude, so excited, Gary. It's so funny. Like, you know, as the months and weeks are leading up, you're like, I don't know how this team's going to do. And it was just a couple of days ago where I'm like, I have this incredible amount of optimism for this team. And I just wanted to get your two cents on it because it just seems like there's a lot of, if this guy stays healthy, if this guy bounces back, but I'm fired up.
I am too. And that's what opening day is all about, right? All the hopes and dreams are alive for every team on opening day. That's why it's the greatest day of the year. But no, in all seriousness, there is a lot of reasons, I think, to be optimistic about the Mariners team. We know they have, if not the best rotation in baseball, certainly one of the best rotations in baseball. Overall, their pitching staff is great. They have up the middle, they're excellent. Cal Raleigh, who we're all excited about, obviously is, I think, the best catcher in the game. Yeah, Julio up the middle. There's a lot of things that are really exciting about this team. And the division is wide open. Like, the Astros, it's their division until somebody takes it. But the Astros, the Rangers, they're good. But there's no runaways in this division. It is all right there for the Mariners. And there are reasons to be optimistic. There's no doubt about it. And no more than today to be optimistic. This is the day to let all the hopes and dreams run wild.
Until a few weeks later, and then we'll be crushed. No, I'm kidding. No, you mentioned Cal Raleigh, though, man. A couple of days ago, exciting news, and I think it was like such a great statement from not only the team, but him. Like, they're in it to win it with this guy, and I agree with you. He's one of the best catchers in baseball.
I love Cal, and he is just, he's tremendous. Offensively, we see what he does with the long ball. No catcher has hit more home runs than him since 2022, and it's not close. He has cleared the field by like 20, and defensively, he's everything. Platinum glove winner, gold glove winner. Handles the pitching staff so well. He is absolutely everything you want to be a leader on your team. I think it's great for the fan base because he's somebody that the fans have obviously connected to. He's a wonderful guy off the field, but he has a connection to the fan base. And I think it's great for him as well because I don't think he'd ever find a place that loves him like Seattle loves him. I think he's on pace to be a Mariners Hall of Famer. I think that really matters to a guy. And he already has one of the biggest moments in franchise history. And I think we're all hoping he has a few more along the way, for sure.
We're talking with Seattle Mariners broadcaster Gary Hill Jr. Gary, another team member of the Mariners I'd like to ask you about is Tucker the Yellow Lab. How often do you get to hang out with him? Because he's definitely my favorite.
I thought you were talking about like Julio, JP. You went with Tucker?
Tell me about Tucker. Is he a good boy?
Tucker is a very good boy. Yeah, Tucker's the best. And in fact, it's my favorite thing about spring training is Tucker's just running around all over the place. It's great. He's outside on the field, he's, of course, he spends a lot of time in the food room because he's a very smart boy, too. He's always asking for treats from everyone. And when you have like 100 people around, there's always a few people willing to slip you a treat or two. So it's good that he's running around everywhere because I feel like his treat intake really skyrockets during spring training. But I think it's fabulous. Like, I love running, seeing him run on the field, and I think he's living his best life.
Do any players on the team have a dog allergy, though?
You know, if somebody does, I don't know of it, and I don't think anyone would say it. I don't know what you would do. It'd be very uncomfortable at that point. So I think they just keep it to themselves.
I think J.P. Crawford's, he's well known for being such an awesome dog owner in the sense of, I think there was like a video that went viral of his dogs watching him play baseball.
Yeah, he's got a couple of huskies.
Yeah.
he's a big dog guy. I have my dog Satchel, who I love, and it's the worst part of spring training. Oh, of course, not seeing the family, but also not seeing my dog. Notice I put the family first.
Yes.
Just for the record, I said family, then I said dog. For the record,
we'll back you up on that.
Satchel was the most excited when I got back home.
Oh, we're chatting with Gary Hill Jr., one of a member of the Seattle Mariners broadcast team. Gary, would you mind sitting through a song real quick so we could play, and then we have a few more questions about the future of the team and this upcoming season. A couple players I'd love to get your two cents on, if you don't mind.
Oh yeah, absolutely, happy to.
Awesome.
Give Gary a follow on Instagram. His handle is at Gary Hill Jr. And we're going to have more with this legendary Mariners broadcaster after Scorpions.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you are just joining us, we have been chatting with Gary Hill Jr., who is part of the Seattle Mariners baseball broadcast team. And ahead of tonight's home opener, we are just fired up to be back in baseball business, Gary.
Yeah, I am too. I'm so excited. I think opening day is the best day of the year. I think it should be a national holiday.
Yes.
I get very romantic about opening day. It's just fathers and sons and mothers and daughters and families and hopes and dreams and the whole thing. So I get a little teary-eyed every opening day. I love it so much.
Oh, you can just feel it too. And just, I know a lot of people just like, you just want to see this team do well. I think this city will lose its mind if they make a deep run into the playoffs. And one guy I'd love to talk to you about, I didn't have the best season last season, but then had some issues with his knee that we didn't know about until the offseason. It's Jorge Polanco, and he's been doing really well in spring training. And I feel like this could be a guy that could be one of the more talked about players this season.
No, I think you're right about that. The Mariners are certainly hoping for some bounce backs from a few guys, and Jorge Polanco is towards the top of that list. He's always been a really good hitter with the Twins through the course of his career. And as you mentioned, last year was a really tough year. He was playing through a lot more than we realized at the time. He was getting through a pretty severe knee injury that he had worked on in the offseason. But you're right, he looked really good in spring. He's also changing positions, which should be something to watch. He hasn't played third base before. He'll be at third a lot of the time for the Mariners this year. But given his track record, he's someone that can really make a difference. And if you can get a bounce back from Polanco, if you can get a bounce back from JP, you've really got something to work with. Because that was the big thing for me in September, when the offense was really cranking, is they were rolling out their best lineup of the season. And it's going to look pretty similar to the lineup they're going to roll out on opening day. And I don't expect them to replicate September because it was an all-worldly month. But if they can get a little bit closer to that, it should be a pretty fun ride.
We're talking with Seattle Mariners broadcaster Gary Hill Jr., which, by the way, people want to follow you, Gary, on Instagram. Your handle is at Gary Hill Jr. One thing we want people to know is just some of the ways that people can actually watch the games this year, making sure that people have all the information. You can get a Root Sports stream for just $19.99 a month, which is pretty awesome.
It's very awesome, and no blackouts. That's the key.
Yep.
So that's been a struggle for a lot of fans for a long time, and not just here in Seattle. It's been something that Major League Baseball teams through the country are trying to figure out, because as we all know, streaming, a lot of fans are watching their game streaming in all kinds of different sports, and now Mariner fans can enjoy it. I'm thrilled for that. I'm thrilled for the fans because they need that access and they've got it now.
So I got to ask you, Gary, because you do the broadcast with Rick Riz, and then during spring training, you got to take us back to the moment that Rick got hit with a foul ball. Was that scary?
Honestly, I was terrified.
I bet.
It was awful because, so just to give you an idea, we're kind of up above and this ball comes back hot and I'm diving out of the way. He's diving out of the way and he's on the ground. And I'm looking down, and I know he's hurt, but I don't know what happened. I don't know if he got hurt falling. I don't know if he actually got hit. And I don't know if you've heard the audio, but
yes.
I'm asking him, like, did it get you, or whatever I said. And he just comes back with this weak voice, like, oh, yeah, it got me in the head, or whatever. And I was terrified in the moment. And I just remember, I don't know, I think I threw it to break or whatever, and I was waving our baseball ops front office people were next door. And I knew that our training staff and our doctors were on site. And I'm just waving at him like, I need help. Because in the moment, I just didn't know, man. It was terrifying. And thankfully, not only was he okay, he came back on the air and broadcast another inning, of course. So the good thing is he's doing fine. He's doing great, but in the moment, that was, it was just awful. I just can't describe how awful it was.
Being in, going to baseball games as a fan, that's like one of my biggest fears is not paying attention, thinking a ball is just going to get you right in the face. I can't imagine being next to somebody when that happens.
You know, it's funny. It's just, it's not something I ever think about, and it's not something that comes up very often. Although, in spring training a couple of years ago, one blasted my computer, just obliterated the thing, and I had to dive out of the way. So I don't think about it that much. I'm going to hope that that does not happen again.
A one and done, yeah. Yeah, hitting the computer is kind of cool to witness. I don't want to see Rick Riz get hit again.
Yes, yeah, it can take on my computer all day long. That's fine.
Gary Hill Jr., thank you so much for coming on and talking with us and hyping up. We're so excited about the game tonight. And even our boys, the men's, are going to be broadcasting live for a couple hours before the game. So we'll see you at the park.
Nice. See you at the park. Can't wait. It's good to be on with you. Do it anytime. Thank you.
Oh, we'll bug you. But we'll talk to you tomorrow then.
Yes, every day. That'd be great.
Thank you so much, Gary, man. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, talk to you later.
Take care.
He sounds like a really smart guy. I bet he could beat Miggs.
Oh, I mean, he may be smart at baseball, but let's not get crazy.
Rockaholics, if you'd like a shot at beating Steve, now would be a great time to give us a call. And it would also be very cool if you were tuned into the men's room yesterday at 5:40, because we gave out three of the correct answers for the next game. Steve, your record is 95 wins, 41 losses, and 23 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number, and we will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Seattle Rock Day is 1 week away, Rockaholics. A big celebration of all things Seattle music. And for the sixth year in a row, Migs, we are partnered up and supporting Smash, Seattle musicians' access to sustainable health care.
And we're trying to raise a bunch of money for the musicians that definitely need the help because they don't have insurance. They don't have to. That just sucks for them. So any amount that you can offer to donate would be very much appreciated.
I donated $50 last night.
Look out.
Get yours in at KISW.com.